بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا والحث على التقلل منها وفضل الفقر. The chapter on the virtue of living a life of abstinence. Abstinence from what? Abstinence from indulging in this worldly life, and encouragement to suffice on little in this world, and the virtue of poverty. In no other book, kitab, except our deen, we'll find kitabs do deen. We'll find that this type of chapter is found, the chapter on the virtue of abstinence, the virtue of poverty. Normally you look in the secular books, you look in the books of economics, they'll tell you the virtue of wealth, the virtue of financial security, the virtue of money, and all the different virtues of having a lot of the dunya. But look at what this is teaching us. This is what you call real knowledge, real ilm. Telling us about the virtue of poverty, the virtue of sufficing on little, being happy with little, and also the virtue of living a life of abstinence. So today we'll just go through a few ayat. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought many ayat of the Quran under this chapter, showing us that many ayat of the Quran encourage this, and life of abstinence, being satisfied with little bit, and also the virtue of poverty. Why? Because the whole world is being such that a person who doesn't have money, he doesn't have, people don't give him any type of value, people don't give him any type of respect. Why this person doesn't have money? And a person has got money, then everyone wants to respect him. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not about how much money you have. That is irrelevant. It's about the level of taqwa that a person has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, level of contact that a person has, ta'alluq he has, or she has what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person can have money, yes, and at the same time they can have ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they can be a pauper also, a very poor person, but yet the person can also have ta'aluk with Allah ta'ala. So this is what is the main thing, is the connection that the person has got with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون. This ayat very, very beautifully encompasses this worldly life and this material things that we have. How suddenly overnight it can change. How a person's financial situation can change overnight, one shot. And one situation a person feels that he's powerful and he's in control and he's got an empire, and one shot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that he is in control. That whole empire you had, that control you had, the clout and the power you thought you had, within seconds, within days, within minutes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change it. And that same person who was powerful one day, ka'allam taghna bil amsh, do the translation, it's as though this person was never rich before. Never, it was as though he was never rich. That's how Allah Ta'ala can change a person's condition. In other words, don't put our trust in money. Don't put our trust in wealth, because the financial situation can change overnight. Anyway, the translation of this ayat is, Allah Ta'ala says, the example of this worldly life is like the water that we send down from the sky. What a beautiful example. The example of this worldly life is like the water that we send down from the sky, with which mingles the plants of the earth that men and animals eat. Think about it, that water that is coming down from the sky. The plants were all small. They were hardly grown. Allah Ta'ala causes that water to come down. Allah Ta'ala is causing what? Causing the plants to grow. It's from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is creating an example. There's this thing, it was nothing first. A person financially before, he was nothing. He started growing. Like how these plants are growing. Allah Ta'ala has caused the plants, caused this person here also to grow. This is an example for our understanding purposes. So which mingles with the water, mingles with the plants of the earth that men and animals eat, until the earth reflects its splendor, becomes a beautified, and its inhabitants think that they have control over it. People that are in farming, etc. Now when they see that splendor and that crops and everything growing, they feel, the person feels that I'm in control. Look at my orchard, look at my plants. In another way, you can say, look at my factories, and look at my shops, and look at my different businesses that I got. Person feels, now I'm in control. I'm in the driving seat. Allah Ta'ala is giving an example. That time there was crops. People would plant. This was their factories. So So the splendor, it's shining, all the crops and everything. Person is feeling like, I'm a billionaire, look at the amount of crops and everything I got. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the second part of this ayat, showing us how a person's financial condition can change overnight. So Allah ta'ala is saying that when the water comes, if the earth reflects its splendor, it becomes beautified, and its inhabitants think that they have control. Like the financial director or the director of the company, the CEO, he feels, now I got control. Look at the power that I'm exhibiting. All the different companies, etc. When he's looking at his financials, he's feeling so powerful. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, until they think that they have control over it, then our command comes to it by night or by day, turning it into a pile of reaped harvest. As it did not exist before. So Allah Ta'ala has caused one cyclone to come, one heavy gale force to come, something to come overnight, either in the day or in the night. One shot, the whole crop is lost. Everything that this person had, all his hopes, all his ambition, all the things that he thought that gave him power, one shot it's gone. One shot, Allah Ta'ala willed it to go, it's gone. What a nice example. It was growing, he was getting excited, he was seeing it building, he saw all these things, and now one shot, it was the will of Allah Ta'ala, his decision. One shot, the whole crops, everything got wiped out. It's as though all the stock that this person had, all the capital that he had, all the investment that he had, is gone by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ, as if it had not even existed before. As if it did not exist, that all that hopes and that ambitions and that wealth and the bank accounts, it's as though it did not exist before. It was a dream. It was there one day and it's gone. So Allah ta'ala then says, كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, in this way we explain the signs for those who ponder. For those who ponder, in this way Allah Ta'ala is saying, we explain the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, be comfortable with little. Be comfortable having just enough. Don't have high hopes. Because high hopes are such is that you can have it one day, and when you lose it, and then you'll be very disappointed. And what happened? Suddenly everything went away. Like that farmer who had everything, and suddenly is lost. He's so disappointed and so sad. Why? Because every hope he had was invested in that, and it was the decision of Allah Ta'ala to turn the tides. Rather, we have put our hope in Allah Ta'ala. We'll be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given us little, and then in that way, person doesn't have to go through this type of situation. Yeah, it doesn't mean that a person mustn't work. Yes, a person works and he puts effort and everything, but at every given moment he knows that Allah Ta'ala is in control. He doesn't get arrogance, he doesn't get pride, he doesn't think that he is in control. He understands that Allah Ta'ala is in control, and he doesn't put all his efforts in something, because when nothing goes, then it will also drop him. It will drop his morale, it will drop his spirit. But if he didn't have all his hopes and investment in that one thing, then he knows it came, Allah Ta'ala gave me, he took it away. But what he's teaching us, be comfortable with little. May Allah Ta'ala give us only tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.